Recently, myself and Deputy Pearse Doherty visited the centre, and we were brought by our colleague Tony McDade, who has a long catalogue of activism in such community projects. And we met with the staff and the board of Clonlea Resource Centre in Lifford. And what we've heard is probably a very dire situation. They've been open 33 years, but they have no core funding for the last 13 of those. And they are actually losing funding for their project coordinator, who is effectively the anchor, or if you want to be the equivalent of, it's like losing the principal of a school and nobody being replaced in that regard. So what we need to see is a government intervention to ensure that the Clonlea Resource Centre in Lifford can remain. You know, they do Trojan work in there, and I don't need to tell the local community the impact that they have. And if they're, you know, such a resource is in any way hindered, it's going to have a massive negative impact within that local community. So what we need to see is the government step up. But as we know, in the northwest of Ireland, there's been years of government indifference to, you know, addressing the needs of our community in the wider northwest. You know, we see this issue of regional imbalance, of lack of funding and resources being put into, you know, counties like Donegal. And Donegal is probably very much on the back foot in regards to public services and public finances being put into it. So we need the government to step up. It's specifically for Lifford's Clonlea Resource Centre, but for wider resource centres throughout the region, because they're being hit and they're being hit hard.
And centres like the Lifford Clonlea Resource Centre, they are essential for people living in small towns like Lifford and those in the wider, more rural areas.
Absolutely, and it's one of those issues I'm constantly trying to highlight, you know, rural decline along the west coast from Donegal all the way down to Galway. And when we lose or we see impacted services such as Clonlea Resource Centre, the secondary impact it has in the wider community, you know, we cannot overestimate them. So, as I said, what we need to see is government intervention here, specifically around the Clonlea Resource Centre, but widely there needs to be, you know, and addressing, you know, in the long term about how our resource centres are funded and not this piecemeal, a pitiful way that has been continuing for too many years.